The Business Excellence Awards for 2021 in Bendigo were launched, and let's catch up with Dennis Bice from B Bendigo to talk more about that. Dennis, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo.
So the Business Awards, before we talk specifically about them, what's the general feeling now within the local economy? What are you finding from your members?
Well, we've certainly seen an uptake in the economy and in business and growth amongst a lot of the business sectors. There's still a couple of them that are finding their way back after the COVID experience, but it's been pretty positive in terms of majority of the industries going forward.
Oh, that's good. That is good news indeed. So tell us about the Bendigo Business Excellence Awards for this year.
Yeah, well, it's really pleasing to be able to, at this stage anyway, get the Excellence Awards up and running after we had to postpone last year.
Yeah.
We launched the Business Excellence Awards last Friday at the offices of McKean McGregor, who were the 2019 winner of the Business of the Year. That was a terrific event and that triggered opening up nominations for the awards. And the pleasing thing is that it's a great opportunity for people out there to nominate a business that they think that is deserving of, being part of the awards process.
Yeah, and is it open to all sizes of business? I guess, could a mum and dad, shop on the corner who've done a great job still compete on an even playing field with, a big local business worth millions every year?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got 15 categories in the Excellence Awards, and that ranges from retail, hospitality, right through a whole range of sustainability. So it does open up the awards for a lot of businesses, regardless of size. So we're really keen to see people out there who, have been using these businesses and supporting these businesses on the way through to jump on the Bendigo Business Excellence Awards website. It's a simple process. Push the nominate button, fill in the details of the business, and that's the first step in the process to actually get the businesses nominated.
So is it predominantly for the general public to vote on their favourite business? Can businesses nominate themselves? How does that work?
Yeah, no, both. So we certainly encourage the general public to support and nominate businesses, but businesses are eligible to nominate themselves. Nominations close at 5 o'clock on Sunday the 16th of May. I think we've already got about 160 odd nominations being lodged already. Following the nomination process, then we move into an application process where the businesses can select the category that they would like to participate in and then do an application. And then we move into a judging process. So we have a judging panel that come from Melbourne, Echuca, Geelong, Ballarat, Bendigo that come and do the judging process. And from that, we'll select the three finalists in each of the 15 categories. And then we'll celebrate on the 6th of August at a gala ball at the All Season Resort Hotel. And we'll announce the winners of each of those individual categories. And then also from those individual category winners will come the 2021 Bendigo Bank Business of the Year.
Wow. And I guess for the Business of the Year, it's just the kudos, and it's, awards sometimes don't pay bills, but it's great to have the acknowledgement and the support of people within the business community and within the public as well to back these businesses.
Yeah, absolutely. And, talk to any of the past category winners or Business of the Year winners, and they'll tell you that it's actually catapulted their business to another level to have that level of recognition. And it also gives them a great opportunity when they're going through the judging process to work with some experienced judges around, giving them some hints and tips on what, they might want to consider for the next 12 months in their business planning and how they run their business. So yeah. From that perspective, there's not only the awards process, but there's also some business coaching components of it as well.
Fantastic. Yeah, well, when I say awards don't pay bills, I mean, I was probably thinking personally, but certainly my 1991 Royal Hobart Show Celebrity Rock Drilling Champion trophy has actually got me bugger all in life, Dennis.
know they had one of those.
Well, I tell you what, the only thing going for it is I reckon it'd be pretty rare.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And, Robert, the only other thing I'd like to do is, obviously you can't run awards like this without sponsors, and we've been amazingly supported by our sponsors, and in actual fact, all the sponsors from 2019 awards are on board again this year, despite the fact that we didn't run them in 2020. Bendigo Bank, the major sponsor of the awards, but you know, we've got 14 other sponsors in there with categories who have just been absolutely terrific. So we really do need to say thank you to them as well.
Yep, absolutely. Dennis, always good to chat, and we'll certainly chat, if not closer to, certainly just post and find out who have been the successful businesses.
No worries, Robert. Thank you.
Good on you, mate. Dennis Bias, B Bendigo.